This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1984, recorded on Thursday, the 9th of November 2017. Call us on 01603 765365, that's 765365, with your views and comments. We always like hearing from you. We have two extras for you this week. Immediately following this week's Chatterbox is the latest edition of Chatteround, and on a separate memory stick, you will find the November edition of the EDP Norfolk magazine. So you have lots of listening ahead. We hope you enjoy it all. Part one of Chatterbox this week is read by Bridget Cook and James McGarry. In part one, in addition to the news and letters from the week's evening news, we will have a feature on the past roles of Norfolk women. In part two, we will hear advice from one Norfolk lady, Neil Haverson's wife. We start as usual with some of the stories making the news in Norwich this week.
This week, the Evening News learned that the Mile Cross Recycling Centre may be moved to a new location off the NDR. We will hear more about this in a moment, and later on we will hear some of the readers' comments. Nearer the centre of Norwich is a wonderful tiny park called Old Library Wood. We will hear about a clean-up there. If there are any ash trees in the wood, they may be doomed, as we will learn. First, however, the recycling centre.
A recycling centre in the middle of Norwich could be relocated next to the city's airport. Mile Cross Recycling Centre in Swanton Road is rented by Norfolk County Council, but the lease expires in 2021. County Hall has put aside £2.75 million for a new centre and a preferred location off the Norwich Northern Distributor Road NDR next to Norwich Airport has been highlighted. Other changes being considered include proposals to close the airport and Sproston Park and ride sites, replacing them with a single bigger site where the A140 meets the NDR. The council says the airport park and ride is operating at capacity. The Sproston site has been earmarked to become a new school.
It is an attractive green wedge which has become known as a hotspot for drugs, prostitution and other antisocial behaviour. But now, residents who live around Old Library Wood in Thorpe Hamlet are taking up gloves, rakes and saws in an effort to reclaim the area for their families and the wider Norwich community. About 15 people gathered on the site off Rosary Road on Saturday, November 4th for the clean-up, which is part of a project that will hopefully earn the site a much brighter reputation. Adam Murray is chairman of the Old Library Wood Collective, which formed in March this year. Mr. Murray, 39, said he was thrilled the volunteers finally had the chance to roll up their sleeves and start work at the site after months of planning. He said, "We've produced a management plan which looks at how we will develop the site so that it's safe and so people can use it more as a public space rather than just a cut-through. Hopefully that will reduce the antisocial behaviour we get here and in the whole area."
Up to 95% of the region's ash trees could fall victim to a deadly disease from Central Asia, it is feared. And in the past year alone, the number of ash trees in Norfolk considered healthy has decreased by 12%. The findings are included in a progress report after the second year of a three-year investigation into the extent of ash dieback disease in Norfolk, which is one of the first projects of its kind in the country. Anne Crotty, Norfolk County Council's senior arboricultural and woodland officer, said, Our 20-year strategy will be looking at how best to deal with the trees as they decline and how to recover the landscape. This is happening right across the country. Data gathered will be analysed by the Food and Environment Research Agency, FERA, to see if any trends or correlations could be identified. Project workers have so far looked at ash trees on A and B roads and HGV routes, which accounts for about 19% of Norfolk's road network. It is estimated from this work that there are roughly 196,000 ash trees lining Norfolk's roads. Ms. Crotty said between 2016 and 2017, the number of trees that are healthy has gone down by 12%. The rate of decline due to the disease is going up slowly, but this is for roadside trees only. Woodland trees appear to be affected much more rapidly.